Ministry moves forward despite a suicide bombing in Kenya. A Christian Training Institute graduates more mission workers, and a team learns the ministry link between teaching volleyball and learning a culture. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Police in Kenya are questioning three suspects in connection with an explosion in Nairobi's business district this week. No one has claimed responsibility, but Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Ida Mutoigo says it's had a relatively small impact on their staff. If there was fear, life in Nairobi would have come to a standstill.
I don't think that it is as serious as it may seem. I think there are definitely some conflicts in the city, and at any point, gangs that are trying to rise up and tensions against the police and so on. But it doesn't appear that this is related directly to that. Otherwise, you would have seen a bigger result.
Mutoigo says the attack hasn't stopped their outreach, but it does bear notice.
Continue praying for safety and also for peace, especially for the people in Kenya, just to have God's hand in all of this so that people may come to realize the only peace and security we have is in Him.
Next, IBS STL is stepping up their effort to help Bible and literature distribution in the Global South. IBS STL's Steve Johnson has just been appointed to be the organization's global publisher. Johnson says the Global South is strategic because of a shift in the global Christian community.
In the not-too-distant future, there may be as much as 70% of the world's evangelical population living in the Global South in places like Latin America, Africa, China, and South Asia. What we're seeing is the growing need for scriptures and Christian literature among a community that doesn't have access to it.
Johnson says increasing the number of translations is a top priority, but won't be their only focus.
Some people would claim that as much as 70% of the world's population in the Global South is functionally illiterate. So we've got to start being aggressive in producing product that exists in multimedia, making the Word of God as accessible as it can be.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 1,000 people in Honduras live and work near a mountainside garbage dump. It's their livelihood. World Gospel Mission affectionately calls their work there the Dump Ministry. Peter Rett says the dump people are open to the gospel.
The dump people don't have an affiliation with really much of anything, but they are very interested in Christ and learning about that. And we feel that by offering them an oasis, both spiritually and physically, that they're even more open, and that's proven to be the case.
They've helped open a nursery and a school, built a well, and have seen many churches planted. Some people meet beneath trees while hundreds travel to a community center for church. The people's needs are seemingly endless, and time is the greatest challenge.
Although it may not be politically correct to say it, people are dying in this dump. And we need to get busy as fast as we can with meeting the needs that we can do.
Pray for churches to get involved and that people will find a way out of the dump. Elsewhere, ION Network Bangladesh just celebrated yet another successful graduation. Students of the Vocational Bible Institute and the Sewing and Office Assistant Training Program marked its rite of passage in Savar, Bangladesh. This one-year course of study helps students to learn vocational skills along with their Bible training. The VBI students will be going to rural areas to proclaim the Word of Christ among non-believers. Pray for successful outreach. And missionaries from New Tribes Mission in Guinea are teaching girls of the Nalu tribe how to play volleyball. The girls usually spend all day doing chores. This is a chance for the girls to play and the missionaries to learn about Nalu language and culture. They're also teaching Nalu women to read and write as well as holding Bible studies. Nalus believe strongly in sorcery. Pray that the work of the missionaries would cause the tribe to question their worldview and desire to know truth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.